I'd like to welcome now Megan Burns and Charles Maynard. Megan is co-director of A Christmas Carol, which opens this Friday at the Armory for the Arts. It's this weekend and next weekend. And Charles Maynard is Scrooge. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Bah humbug.
So we know it's Christmas season. Thanksgiving is over, and every place you go to, you hear Christmas carols. And A Christmas Carol is coming up. This is a modern adaptation.
Yes.
Where do you set it, and when?
It's pretty much anywhere, any town, USA, and it's 2010.
And what is the job of Scrooge? In other words, what kind of a bad guy is he?
Oh, he's a bad guy. I'm also the straight man. We're doing it as a comedic version. There's a lot of humor in the show, but there's nothing funny about Scrooge. He's a nasty old man.
Is he like a banker or something?
Yes, we have him as a mortgage banker, and we're trying.
Is he foreclosing on people?
That's not mentioned, but in my mind, he certainly is, right and left. And we're trying to show not just the way he is, but why he became the way he is. So
right.
Add a little depth to the character.
Have you adapted the script a whole lot, or are you working with more or less the original?
Well, we did a cool and interesting process at the beginning. We took a few months to work from a couple different scripts, and then actually, once the show was cast, we just had the actors improv the scenes with, hitting the main points in any given scene, and eventually just sort of wrote our own version of it. And Charles could talk more about it. We think that also helps people memorize their lines because it's just their words, you know.
Right.
They're not having to speak someone else's words.
It's much easier for the older folks like me who struggle with lines. The kids, we have a lot of kids in the show, and they hear it once or twice, and they have their lines. But going through this process where we basically wrote our lines, it makes it much simpler. We can spend much more time on character development.
Well, it also gives it a kind of authenticity to your voices.
Yes, right. Certainly does. And that's what we're shooting for, to make Scrooge particularly very real.
Now, this is an all-ages cast.
It is. Yeah, I think our youngest member is 7.
Oh.
And our oldest member, we won't mention ages here.
Thank you.
But is Scrooge. Actually, we've got one other adult who might actually even be older. We have kids and teenagers and adults, and it's been really fun. It's a great group.
I've never worked with kids in a production before. This is a first for me. And it's been a great experience. They are just incredible. They're so smart and quick, and their wit is unbelievable.
And it's nice for children in the audience to see this play live instead of watching it on some TV version.
We hope. There's a lot of cool technical aspects to it, too. The set is extraordinary. Corvus Brinkerhoff, again, technical director extraordinaire.
He's so awesome.
He is so great. We've got another guy on sound effects and some really, really fun lighting techniques and programming. His name is Zevin Holzen, and we've got some multimedia involved in the play as well, so it should be really fun for all ages.
And the inevitable and inimitable Robert Knott has a role in this production.
He does have a cameo role.
What's his role?
He plays Jacob Marley.
Ah, okay.
Only he's not really there. It's a projection of him.
Oh, cool.
And I interact with it, which is also a first.
It's A Christmas Carol, and it's opening this Friday, the 3rd of December. It's December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, the Friday and Saturday are at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 2, and then the following weekend, the same thing, December 10th through 12th, Friday and Saturday evening, Sunday matinee at the Armory for the Arts. For more information, you can call 984-1370. You can also go to sfperformingarts.org. It's A Christmas Carol. Megan Burns, co-director, Charles Maynard, Scrooge. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.